This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, September 27, 2021. I'm Simarie Ainsborough. When the COVID-19 pandemic hit India in 2020, the effects were especially hard on women. As the government implemented lockdowns and forced people to stay in their homes, women were isolated and left without help to protect themselves. The rate of domestic violence soared, and there was very little assistance from the government. But women across the nation started to organize. One group started to use WhatsApp to connect their members over vast areas. WhatsApp is a messaging service which lets users text each other, chat, and share media, including voice messages and video. It's particularly useful for lower-income people because it uses data transfer and so does not cut into their monthly text allotment. To highlight the digital activism of women in India during the pandemic, the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF, produced a video.
In 2020, as the Indian government called for a nationwide lockdown to combat the pandemic, it witnessed a surge in domestic violence cases. A complete lockdown meant that accessing support became difficult, leaving women trapped at the mercy of their abusers. Despite these hurdles, women advocates in India were able to provide relief and support to survivors without even stepping outside their homes through a network of WhatsApp groups. As India makes rapid strides digitally, a huge demographic still remains largely disconnected. For many women in the country, networking is restricted to their locality at best, limiting them from raising voice against issues universal to women. Among the many hurdles that inhibit women from coming forward are her assigned roles and responsibilities at home, leaving little or no time after work hours, the need to take permission and the fear of being harassed for stepping outside her boundaries, the lack of women-friendly spaces and social stigma which robs them of their right to gather and organize. Even at work, women are left out of core decision-making, making it difficult for them to address their issues and raise support. Women advocates, or Nirbhayas as they are known in India, have created a primary WhatsApp group called Pramukh Nirbhaya, consisting of about 250 core members from the 36 districts of Maharashtra. Fortnightly discussions are conducted in the group on major issues and decisions are made, which are then passed on to secondary groups from each district, consisting of women from respective depots. In this way, information is spread all across the state, reaching more than 5,000 women within minutes. In December 2019, a group of Nirbhayas set out on a road trip to conduct workshops and surveys on domestic violence in the state. Over 2 months, Nirbhayas scaled all 36 districts of Maharashtra, a region roughly 2 times the size of England. A program of this scale had to be planned meticulously, on locations to visit, mobilizing women, preparing them and the venues for workshops, all of which was done on WhatsApp well before the kickoff date. Nirbhayas surveyed and interacted with over 6,000 women, along with alliance groups like the police, healthcare officials, and NGOs. This further increased their digital reach, which proved invaluable when the nationwide lockdown led to a rise in domestic violence. Soon, a system was put in place. Helplines were shared widely across groups, and a lot of women had a network of allies to seek help from. This network, along with assistance from alliance groups, immensely sped up relief efforts for a lot of survivors. What the Nirbhayas have achieved through the years are among the many stepping stones towards winning an equal space at work and within the unions. As connectivity becomes essential for many women to organize and mobilize, social media plays an invaluable role in their toolkit.
The video was produced by the Women's Advocate Program of the ITF and Women Transporting the World. The Federation represents about 20 million workers in 150 countries. I'm Simarie Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.